USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries over the past 10 days. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees tweeted that the mass exodus is the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed his nation.
Оккупированных территориях. Ко всем, кто нас слышит, кому не стерли память пропаганды.
He urged his fellow Ukrainians to keep up their resistance to the Russian invasion. A second attempt to evacuate civilians from a southern Ukrainian city fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russia had closed the corridor, several outlets reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempts. More than 300 are dead and at least 700 people have been injured so far. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Add American Express to the list of financial institutions suspending operations in Russia behind the invasion of Ukraine. The company says its cards will no longer work in Russia, and cards issued locally will no longer work outside of the country. Amex adds it will terminate all business operations in Belarus and halted relationships with banks in Russia hit with sanctions. Visa and MasterCard announced similar actions this weekend. Former Vice President Mike Pence said during a speech he gave in New Orleans that the Republican Party has no room for Putin apologists.
Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. The former vice president said that elections are about the future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
We haven't seen it this high in a long, long time.
The pain at the pump continues. Gas prices across the United States are now averaging $4.01 a gallon. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular rose to $3.92 on Saturday, up from $3.84 on Friday. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC, you're also going to start seeing the prices of everyday items rise as well.
Anything that touches a truck, commerce, deliveries, groceries, lumber, going to the store, anything that is being shipped via semi-truck is eventually going to get hit.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Actor Mila Kunis and her husband, fellow actor Ashton Kutcher, promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Both actors met while working on the Fox sitcom That 70s Show. Kunis, born in Ukraine, emigrated to the U.S. with her family in 1991. The couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 million was raised on a GoFundMe page. Kunis said in the video that she's a proud American and that she has never been more proud to be a Ukrainian. The opening ceremony for the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race returned to Anchorage Saturday. It was canceled last year because of the pandemic. The race, slated to start on Sunday, begins 75 miles north of Alaska's largest city. The winner expected to show up in Nome about 9 days later. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.